Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Everything is dusted off, and we are ready for a conversation on the Doug Stephan Good Day Wednesday program. Jennifer Horn is here. Ken Kessler is here. Doug Stephan is here. You are here celebrating the new seven wonders of the world. Four of them are right here.
Really?
Me, you, Kenny, and Kara. We are four of the seven wonders of the world.
There was a professional wrestler named Akeem.
Akeem.
And he was the seventh wonder of the world.
He wasn't. Was he really? Akeem, a wrestler.
Yeah, just
but
with an
he's
A.
He's not here right now.
On this date in 2007, the new seven wonders of the world were announced. The Great Wall of China, the Colosseum, the Taj Mahal, Machu Picchu, Petra in Jordan, Brazil's Statue of Christ the Redeemer, and the Chichen Itza Pyramid in Mexico.
That's Chichen Itza.
Just seeing if you're on your toes.
Weirdo. That's the only one I went to. But.
Welcome to Patricia Dykus, who's following us on Facebook, facebook.com/good day, Twitter at Good Day Show. Ken is the social network expert, constantly monitoring what's going on, and there's plenty to monitor with the frustration that has surfaced. Eurozone leaders want a blueprint from Greece as to how they're going to pay back their debts. So far, not so good, as it were. These leaders gave Greece a pretty stark ultimatum last night. Reach a new bailout agreement with your creditors by Sunday, or we will bankrupt you.
Yeah.
And you'll be excluded from the euro currency system. I don't know that they're too worried about that. I don't even know that they're worried about bankruptcy. Do people worry about bankruptcy these days? It's a badge of honor for some.
Yeah, I
wouldn't want to be bankrupt, but
no.
It would be... I've come close a couple of times. And it's no picnic. No walk in the park. So Greece has until Thursday to submit new economic reform proposals to justify fresh lending. Why would you give these people any more money? Where is the money coming from? The European Council. That's where the money's coming from, which are basically the taxpayers in Europe, right?
Right.
That's where the money's coming from. So if you're a taxpayer in France or Italy or Germany or England, Spain, wherever... Are you going to be eager to throw more money at these people in Greece? They basically are using the single finger salute to the rest of Europe. We'll give it the way we want. We're not going to change anything. So you guys keep...
They voted down their austerity measure this
right.
evening. So, yeah, it makes you wonder if they have that history. I mean, Rich brought up a really fun point yesterday, and that was...
Rich McFadden on our staff.
He did a Google search, and apparently there's a whole wiki page set up against Greece and their history of tax evasion and corruption.
Yeah.
So this is built into the people, like all the way back to the Ottoman Empire, actually.
Yeah, right. And if it wasn't the Ottoman Empire, it was before autos were built, and that was
a long time ago.
Yes. So,
I see what you did.
Thank you. Kenny, what sort of comments are we getting from people about, is there a concern that it's going to have a ripple effect on Europe and thus a ripple-down effect on America in terms of our economy?
A couple more comments. Michael says, if Greece's debt is forgiven, Spain, Portugal, and Italy will demand that their debt should also be wiped off the books. Mm-hmm. That would probably end any future credit for many nations.
Yep. And under the circumstances, why are the nations, that's my question, why are these nations in need of credit? When it comes to, I guess we are in a sense. We borrow money from banks that are controlled by various countries, mostly Japan and China, to a lesser extent Canada. And so the banks, if they're in a country, I suppose we've considered it borrowing from the country. And in this case, This doesn't look like a very healthy situation. But then, you know, we reflect on our own situation here. We're $17, almost $18 trillion in debt. And what's the old Tennessee Ernie Ford song? Another day older and
what do you get?
Another day older and deeper in debt.
Oh, boy.
St. Peter, don't you call me.
I know. I think we should go on the road. We could be like Donnie and Marie.
Yes, we could.
Except without talent.
And an empty auditorium in Las Vegas. All right, so anyway, what else, Kenny? Got one more?
Oh, yeah, one more. Brandon says, Greece screwed themselves here, and Sunday's no vote screwed them even more. Hmm. Let them drop out of the Eurozone and watch how fast they turn into a third world country.
What I don't get is the way they were acting after the big no vote or the all he vote. They were like burning cars. It looked like the Lakers had just won like the NBA championship or something. I mean, they were like burning cars and there were bonfires. I mean, it's just like, hello, your country is still poor.
Yeah, they don't get it. They don't get it. They don't, like a lot of people in our country, they've been given handouts now for so long. It's so easy to get the money. Why work for it? It's the same principle there as here or wherever else there may be these programs in place that do not, that disincentivize people from working and contributing and paying their taxes or paying their debts. That's what it is. That's the modern era. We have no responsibility for anything. Gimme, gimme, gimme. I'll take, take, take. And those of you who are silly enough to give me more, your lesson will be in your next life. Because you're not going to get paid back in this life. Facebook friend Di Foster commenting for us on Good Day. Hello. Nice to have you on board. You know, this is summer. I'm not telling you anything you don't know, right?
You are so profound.
Thank you.
Yes.
How many of you have bugs,
you know.
And more bugs? There is a big problem this year with certain bugs. And I would like to share with you the way to fix that problem. Keep the bugs from your family. Keep the bugs from your home. Use a product called Cedarside. Cedarside has the non-toxic answer to problems with bugs and pests around your home. Now, if your next-door neighbor is a pest, this is not going to help. But if you've got a we've got a couple of rodents that are coming back and forth from your next-door neighbor to your house, or you've got little bugs crawling around, this is the way to put them in their place. Cedarside.com. Go to the website. Check out their lead position when it comes to natural pest control. When it comes to organic solutions, Cedarside is at the top of everybody's list. Cedarside's original 100% organic bug spray, a must-have for your home and family. It harnesses cedar oil to make organic pest control solutions that kill and repel things like bed bugs. Had trouble with those? I had trouble with those once.
Ew.
Oh, they're awful. And this would have been the perfect
spray. That's an East Coast thing. Thank God.
Yeah, it is. I think you're right about that. Yeah, they don't know how to swim over the Mississippi River, so
that's
they stay
right.
On the east side. Yeah. Harnessing cedar oil to make organic pest control solutions. Bed bugs gonzo. Mosquitoes gonzo. Fleas gone. Ticks gone. Mites gone. Scorpions gone. Roaches gone. Roberta Fasinelli gone. Cedarside has all the products you need to keep your family, your pet, your home, all the things that are important to you at this time of year, intact and chemical-free. So again, I invite you to go to Cedarside.com and use the code coupon DUG, D-O-U-G, to get free shipping of whatever it is that you order. You can also call in your order, 800-842-1464. Some people like the convenience of talking to someone, being able to have things explained. That's cool. But if you don't and you're in an interest, in a place where you're interested in expediting your order, then just go to Cedarside.com. You'll be using Mother Nature to fight Mother Nature. Again, it's Cedarside.com or calling in the order to 800-842-1464. This is nothing but sheer genius. Cedarside.com.
Hey, I'm freaking out. Can I just watch you skydive?
Too late. I'm already strapped to your back.
What?
It's showtime.
No.
So, want to join our rewards program?
No.
Awesome. We'll talk about it when we land.
Bobby.
How about rewards program you'll actually use every day. Introducing Plenty. Earn points at lots of places, including AT&T, Exxon, Macy's, Mobile, Nationwide, Rite Aid, and Hulu. There's Plenty together. Learn more at plentywithani.com. Terms and conditions apply.
Like the taste of fresh apples? Try an Angry Orchard hard cider. At Angry Orchard, we believe in tradition. That's why we use apples from a 100-year-old orchard. It takes two apples to make each bottle of Angry Orchard. So raise a glass to a time when apples were best served in a pint glass. Angry Orchard, when you're looking for something a little different. Crisp, refreshing, and not too sweet. Just like me. Angry Orchard hard cider. Branch out.
Angry Orchard Cider Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Drink responsibly.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Now at Staples. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in store and online at staples.com/onbudget in December 2015. Excludes daily deals, self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, 500 business cards for just $9.99. What's more, you can choose between hundreds of designs or upload your own and customize them easily. And because they're from Vistaprint.com, the cards are of top quality and your satisfaction is 100% guaranteed. So visit Vistaprint.com today and get 500 shots at turning your dream into reality. Hurry, because this offer won't last long. To get your 500 business cards for just $9.99, go to Vistaprint.com, click on the link in the upper right corner, and use promo code 1000. That's Vistaprint.com. Click on the link in the upper right corner and use promo code 1000.
All right, 18 half the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. People are getting hot under the collar as we discuss Bill Cosby, and I don't understand why, under the circumstances. He doesn't deserve much respect from what I can see. You've perhaps heard the story about the judge who decided to unseal this damaging court testimony that Bill Cosby gave 10 years ago, citing the gap between the public and the private man. So this has created quite a stir, as well it should have, frankly, under the circumstances. And so you posted a question, and the lady that I just was talking about, Di, had a comment about him being an egotist. What else is there to him under the circumstances as this chorus of sexual assault accusations resound, fans, famous friends standing by him until now? And now it's the breaking point, it would seem. Mm-hmm.
Well, you still have...
Go ahead.
Cosby right. Got her.
Yeah. No, I think she's okay now. Is she?
Okay now. What okay. happens here?
Who knows? Right, go ahead.
What is going on? Raven Simone and Whoopi Goldberg are still very solidly in Bill Cosby's camp. They were speaking out in The View. But I think you brought up an interesting element to the story, Dougie, and that is that the judge unsealed these documents against the request of Bill Cosby's lawyer. Now, what do you think his motivation was?
The judge?
Yeah, because he's not really supposed to do that. So why? What do you think? What do you think the motivation
is? Well, there's been
he's
a lot
trying
of...
to be a star, not like what Cosby says.
Did he know what the contents... When he opened it,
he
had a decision. He could look at it and say, no, I'm not going to make these public.
And the lawyers went to him and said, this is very embarrassing for our client. We need to keep this sealed, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
He said Cosby's constant moralizing made him want to release it.
Right.
Yeah. So that's
not... Cosby speaks out against black fathers running away. The judge releases these documents.
21 after the hour.
Thank you. What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Song you ever had?
It was.
Could have been on our one-hit wonder list, but instead he's gracing us with his musical presence here just for fun as we review a lot of that. This is the time in the hour when we have music to celebrate, all kinds of music from the past, the present, and sometimes when I say the past, it goes way back. We've had some fun with orchestrations by Wolfgang Puck and Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, both of them great composers in their own right. Right? Uh-huh. Who's buying that? Wolfgang Puck is 66 today. Happy birthday to him. I don't know how old George McRae is. That song, Rock Your Baby, was number one during this week in 1974. Here we are at 25 past the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. This is a big vacation week for people in business, industry, entertainment. Most of the late night shows are on rerun. So we turn our attention, we're looking for audio, to the only show that seems not to be in repeat. And I think that's by the way, this is a lazy man's way out of it. And maybe I say this because we never run repeats here on this program unless we're in a technical jam.
Ever.
Well,
we never run.
Never run, yeah.
Never.
But I don't think that. I think our job is to be present, frankly. And I think that these late night show people say, everybody deserves a day off, so then, or a week off, so then get somebody else to do the program. But to run stuff that's so obviously out of date. I saw a Conan show a few months ago that was a Christmas show. As a matter of fact, last Saturday night, I think we were watching SNL for whatever the reason we were up late, and it was a Christmas show. What are you doing? I find that offensive, Frank, especially with all
really?
Of it.
Hallmark's doing Christmas in July right now, so you can watch other movies.
Be too.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll do Christmas in July music. Meanwhile, Wendy Williams, who does a great job answering audience members' questions about life, talks with somebody about how her mother imitates her dress code.
My 86-year-old mother moved in with us recently, and she's always copying what I wear. Recently, we were at the 4th of July party, and I wore my white capris, my heels, and Mama went into her bedroom and changed and wore her white capris and heels.
So cute.
My mother,
yes.
And I love my mother, okay. Of course, you know. But how do I get her to stop?
I think this is the cutest thing ever. Let her live.
Yeah, leave her alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She wants to be like you. That's yeah. A compliment.
It is. All right, so here's another audience member's question about a fellow not wanting his brother to marry his current fiance.
I believe my brother is marrying the wrong woman. He doesn't know what he's doing. I don't agree with his decision, and the wedding's fast approaching. I don't know whether I should talk to him or just let it slide and let him do his thing.
Okay, how old's your brother?
He's 29.
And the woman?
30.
Okay. Do they have children together?
No.
All right, why is she wrong?
Controlling, keeps him down, doesn't let him do what he wants.
Well, he likes it. Damn it. You know, how long have they dated?
About 2 years.
Yeah, he knows. He doesn't have as much bro time for you?
Not for any of us.
Well, that's what happens most of the time when you get married. You know, you forsake everyone else for the purpose of your union. And then you slowly but surely add other people back to your life, but you never add them the way it used to be.
You can't bring back what used to be. That's what some people say. But you can create something new. And sometimes it's with the same people, and sometimes it's not. I thought that was that's good. You making it the way it used to be now. Do it in the now, 28 after the hour.
Hi, this is Mark Green, the host of your Both Sides Minute. Today with Rich Lowry of the National Review and Ron Reagan of MSNBC. Coming right up, was the 6-3 Roberts decision for Obamacare correct in terms of law and health care?
Get out to the forest. And discover the wonders of nature with your family, just like Blue, Jewel, and the whole Rio flock.
Let the kids connect to their roof. It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah!
Woo-hoo! Let's rock this jungle.
Woo-hoo! Fresh air.
What a glorious morning.
Clean water.
Woo-hoo!
Woo! Great!
And endless surprises.
Yo, this is untapped territory.
How amazing.
Visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Here's today's Both Sides question for Rich Lowry and Ron Reagan. Backed by two conservative justices, Roberts and Kennedy, the Supreme Court 6-3 said Obamacare is constitutional and lawful and is here to stay. Right decision?
I think it's hideously weak. I mean, that's not the role of the court to save Congress from its mistakes. And this is the way that the law was drafted. I think part of the reason why is Congress didn't consider that many of the states would refuse to set up these exchanges. So Congress passed a flawed law, happens all the time. And then in a system of separation of powers, the legislative branch can go back and change it.
Well, the case shouldn't have come to the Supreme Court anyway, King versus Burwell. It was a completely specious case to begin with. Everybody knows what the law intended to do. Everybody knows that federal as well as state exchanges, the people in them were meant to receive subsidies. Everybody who was active in drafting the law has said that. So this should never have gotten to the Supreme Court, but at least when it did, they found in the correct way, with the exception of three justices who vote on ideological grounds.
That was your Both Sides Minute today.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. and use the code George if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
No quitting your job, unless you're going to move to Greece where they'll take care of you no matter what. 33 at the hour.
Yeah, until Sunday, actually.
Right. It's Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler and Doug Steffen on the Good Day program with a hello and how do you do to Sean Spring, who seems to like what we're doing here. It is a great name, isn't it? Sean Spring. Be a good radio name. Hello, yeah. Mr. Spring.
You should marry someone named Summer so that she could be hyphenated. No.
Right. Sean Spring Summer?
Right.
Sean Summer Spring.
Summer Spring, yeah.
Remember Princess Summer Fall Winter Spring?
No.
I'm dating myself with that.
You do date yourself quite often.
Thank you very much. And now it's time for us to frustrate ourselves once again with the final deadline. This is the final deadline. There have been deadlines before, kind of like
we
the Iran.
This time.
Well, it's this business in Iran where there's a new deadline and now there's another delay. Can people cut off all Iranian pathways to nuclear bombs? But the artificial, I don't even know where the first deadline came from.
They're arbitrary deadlines, but this is what's so silly, is that the reason Iran even came to the table for this deal is because they've been hit with these sanctions, and the sanctions have worked. Yeah. That's what even brought Iran to the table to begin with. And the fact that these people that are negotiating, including John Kerry, that don't see that we're in the power position, and instead they're letting Iran be in the power position, what? That is not how negotiation goes. They're here because they're desperate to get the sanctions removed. Keep them up. Hello?
Desperation.
I'm not a genius over here. It just seems like
yes, you are. You're a genius. Absolutely a genius. So 5 days or else, Jennifer made reference to the final deadline for Greece to figure out what it has to do to avoid bankruptcy, lodging a formal request for a bailout loan today. They're still going to the people that are in the Eurozone are going to consider it. I wouldn't if I were them, but that's only me. It's practical. I guess the practical approach to this is to help them so that it doesn't hurt the rest of Europe. See what you get into by getting in bed with some of these strange people. Let that be a lesson to you. Right, exactly.
Gotta be careful.
Well, you've seen all the statues of the Greeks around, right?
Yeah, I have seen them.
You interested in any of them?
You know, I always had a thing for Zeus.
Really? I remember him. Dr. Seuss. A lot of great books for children.
Really good poet.
Yeah, yeah. 888-302-3684 for a good day. A couple of California items. First of all, lawmakers dropping one of the strong legislative efforts to kill the right to die movement, or to keep it from becoming law. None of anybody's business. This shouldn't even be a law. If you want to kill yourself, you ought to be able to do it. After all, if you kill yourself, who's going to get punished? Why is there even...
Well, I think this is, you know,
this is
opens up the question about helping someone,
yes,
and then
is.
Do you get punished? Because the answer is now you do.
Yeah. Right, and so that hasn't changed, because even though there was a strong push to get it to be changed, it didn't pass, right?
They shelved it. There was a lot of pressure that came from the
Catholics. From
whom? From the Catholics.
Ah,
that
okay.
said, this is
your
this
people.
Isn't right. Yes, my peeps. And I agree. You know, I have a hard time with this one. I mean, I think...
You do? Why?
Well, I think people can control the way they want to go out.
Why is that be your business, though?
For me, it's a morality issue.
But yeah, because, that's for
so
you.
I'm answering the question.
Okay,
you're jumping on me.
No, I'm not.
I'm trying to position it the way that it makes sense, I guess, in my brain. But
okay.
You know, the fact that you would have the government deciding whether or not it is moral for someone to help you off yourself seems to be a little sticky for me.
Uh-huh.
And just morally, and you're right, this is my own opinion, I feel like, you know, there is a greater power out there, and that power, gives you a certain number of days on the planet, and maybe you're supposed to use them.
Mm.
And maybe you're not.
And maybe you're not.
All right, so, Kenny, you also remember that faith.
Then why wouldn't he take you earlier?
Because not your time to go yet. There's a lot of complicated things that are a part of all of this.
That's
and
what I'm getting at.
We don't even understand. Kenny, what did you think?
Oh, I just think that religion should just keep out of the government. And if you want this, you should be able to have it. If you feel it's against your religion, then don't do it.
Yeah, that's all. It's a personal decision. You make up your own mind. You want some help? Call Dr. Kevorkian. Don't want help? Do it yourself.
Don't
want to die.
Sticky though.
Why?
Because what if people? I mean, is this a new way to off people?
What?
Are you going to go to facilities now that are going to actually help you die, or can you designate someone? I mean, like,
I think
what are the rules?
You're stretching it now.
No. What are the rules going
to
be?
The rules are: it's your life. You do what you want with it. That's what the rule is. In my life, I'm going to do what I want to do with my life. I'm going to try to prolong my life as long as I can, because I'm living a good life.
Right.
When
I
life stops
that.
Being good, I'm just as soon I just soon hit the road.
I get that on a simplistic level. I get that. I understand
you're
what
simple?
You're saying. No, I'm saying that that's just the first part of this. That's the first layer. But if you dig down, how is the person that helps you off yourself? How does that person explain themselves? Are there centers that you can go to have
why
people
does he have
assist
to
you?
Himself? Why not?
Well, because murder
spouse.
Is against the law. So what does it? Yeah. What makes this different than murder? Is I guess my question, and that requires more government influence.
Well, the way this bill was, it would have authorized physicians to offer aid in dying. You had to meet certain criteria. You had to have a prognosis of 6 months to live from two different doctors. You have to have a submitted written request, oral requests, and oral requests to a physician, to do two different physicians 15 days apart. So it can't be that you just make the decision today, I'm going to do it. You have to go through lots, because it's government, you have to go through lots of hoops.
It's like the transgender conversion.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
You have to go to the government after that. You have to go to the government for permission.
No, but you have to go through a few months of therapy before surgeons will do the procedure.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's a law.
Well, I don't know if it's a law, but it's what's required.
I just know that if you're having a good life and you're helping, you're contributing, things are A-okay, you're going to feel good about staying around planet Earth. If you don't feel that your life means anything, or you're sick, or you're just... You've got, you know, friends, whatever it is. People say, well, maybe you're not of right mind. So what? It's your life, whether you're
crazy
or you're not
crazy.
I don't know that I would.
There's a country song that's called Prop Me Up Beside the Jukebox When I Die. So
yeah.
I'm putting that out here on the airwaves for all of you. When it's time for me to go, put me by a jukebox somewhere.
I have, there's been an offer on the table. I've been told that I've been loved. I am loved. except when she wants to strangle me. So
join the club.
When that happens.
She ain't the only one.
I love you. Oh, really? Wow. Is that so? So there's a team effort here, huh?
Yeah, you know.
Okay, let's be serious about something else that happened in California. This San Francisco killing, a twist today in the story of this woman who was killed by the illegal. The gun used in killing Kate Steinle belonged to a federal agent. What does that mean? No one is saying, but the suspect, Juan Federico, what is it, Francisco Lopez Sanchez, has said that he found the gun wrapped inside a T-shirt before it accidentally went off. So what we have said is, well, maybe that would happen. That would work once, but the gun went off three times.
Right. It seemed highly unlikely, but now the twist is that it belonged to a federal agent. What?
Yeah. So what's it doing wrapped in a T-shirt on the pier? That's a question worth answering, isn't it?
Yep. I'd like to know.
I'm asking anyway. Yes, I would like to know as well. And so would a lot of other people. So hopefully there will be an answer to that question. Doug Steffens, Good Day program, 42 past the hour. Quick note, yet another calamity in South Carolina. This one not about the flag. Although the House of Representatives in South Carolina debating a Senate-approved bill to remove the battle flag, which has been flying in the State House for 50 years. Representatives expected to offer amendments to thwart the chances of the bill becoming law. This has been going on for a couple of months since that massacre in Charleston. These people are so out of it. I want to use an expletive here. Just so out of it. But it's there. People say, well, they live this state. It's their business. If people want to make that choice, yeah. But you're still subject to criticism, as we all are. But the other thing that happened yesterday in South Carolina was a crash of a couple of planes. And nobody kind of has figured out what this is. An F-16 fighter jet collided with a small private plane. And so plane parts were raining down all over the place. Both pilots, I think, were killed. And it's under investigation. How does stuff like that happen with the F-16 guy still in our care? So the two people in the other plane were killed. So he probably ejected, right? Or did that plane make it to the ground? How do you get into a situation like that and still survive? That's another.
That's what your instincts kick in big time.
What do you think this guy is thinking? The person who
I'm
survived.
Sure, the words we can't say on the radio.
Yeah,
what
maybe.
You think?
Holy cow.
Oh.
17 before the hour, 43 after on Good Day.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
I'm Jay Farner with some great news on how you could save an average of $3,000 per year on your mortgage. Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. The HARP guidelines have changed. There's less paperwork and often no appraisal required. Call 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit quickenloans.com.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed all 50 states and home loss number 3030.
I'm Rich McFadden reporting for Ford. Investments in technology transform the way we all get from point A to point B. Digital lifestyle expert Mario Armstrong is joining us from Ford's new Research and Innovation Center in Palo Alto, California.
Ford has decided to open this lab, so basically accelerate the development of technologies and experiments in connectivity, mobility, autonomous vehicles, customer experience, and big data.
Mario, what are some examples you can give us?
Ford is testing new ideas from connectivity to electric bikes to autonomous vehicles to help prepare for the future of transportation. It's researching transportation ecosystems. The experiment puts sensors on bikes to gather data on traffic patterns, road conditions, and more. And there's also the brand new My Ford mobile app for smartwatches. The app links up with certain Ford cars, allowing owners to manage vehicle functions. And another big buzz topic here is autonomous vehicles. Ford is showing off remote parking, a vehicle that actually parks itself with no one behind the wheel.
What technology is available today?
A segment first that's available on the 2016 Ford F-150 is something called Pro Trailer Backup Assist. This gives you the ability to use a knob to turn the trailer while the truck steers itself. And Ford's all-new in-vehicle communication and entertainment system, Sync 3, is launching on 2016 Ford Escape and Fiesta this summer.
Thanks, Mario. For more information, head to Ford.com.
I know that guy from somewhere.
I've heard his voice before.
When did he get a gig?
Hi, 46 and change past the hour, Doug Steffens, Good Day Program. For the life of me, take two. For the life of me, one more time. For the life of me, what are you doing that for?
Because I don't know, it's something that old person does. For the life of me, I just can't understand how you young kids can listen to that music so darn loud.
Let's see if this is music to your ears. The story of Jared Fogle.
Yes.
Why in the name of heaven is this a big deal?
Because he's the subway man. So, this is actually sad on so many levels because the story went nuts on social media yesterday.
That's what I'm saying.
That Jared was a child pornographer. I mean, the story was everywhere. Well, yeah. Now it turns out, and this didn't happen until much later in the day, that the FBI did break into Jared's house. They did take out all this stuff, but it was because they are trying to go after, I guess, the head of his foundation, which was set up to go against childhood obesity. And we don't know if Jared's actually involved in all of this
but
or not.
Subway
it looks like maybe not.
But Subway says we're not going to do business with you anymore.
Well, you can't. I mean, these jokes are crazy. I mean, on Subway's defense, it was bad.
Actually, Jared and Subway both agreed
that
while this investigation is going on, he shouldn't appear. But you don't see that in the news media. Is just ready. They're
pounding
done with
this guy.
They're ready to move on.
Pounding him. All right, so what is some of the Facebook.com and Twitter? Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter @Good Day. Comments from listeners on Jared Fogle and Subway.
Carol says the news media is making a mess of this.
As usual.
The authorities have not said what they're looking for in the search. Mm-hmm. It was not a raid. It was a search.
Right.
And Subway didn't suspend him. Both sides agreed that for now, it's better if he doesn't appear in any ads during this investigation.
Yeah, makes good sense, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But yet to hear this yesterday, to hear the way it was played out on most of the television news channels, the radio,
I'm going to admit, I do my own show. It was played out that way on my show, too.
Yeah. That's going, Jennifer.
I feel sort of bad.
Wow, really? So you've done it to him. All right, let's see what we can do to Donald Trump.
I owe Jared a Subway sandwich.
Kenny, you got another comment you want to drop on us?
Yeah, Bruce says, Jared should pull a Trump. You can't fire me because I quit. Now I'm suing you for $500,000.
Here we go. All right. Should we leave it and go to Donald, or you got one more?
One more, sure. Eric says Subway is almost worse than child porn. Jared should drop them.
Why?
I don't know if that's really fair. Subway is not worse than child porn.
What's wrong with Subway? They're okay. They're the number one franchise in the world, and the stuff they serve is pretty good.
That's okay.
For what it is.
And it's not so bad for you.
No, okay. Donald Trump. Oy, man, there's pages and pages on him.
I think their bread has yoga mat in it or something, I heard.
Used to. It doesn't anymore.
No, they fixed that. But all bread had that stuff in it.
Yeah.
All right, so let's see here. Donald Trump is in a Twitter war with Danny Zucker from Modern Family.
From Greece?
No, from Modern Family.
No, you're thinking of Zuko.
Oh.
Zuko, yeah. What is it with you today? What's the matter? What have you been drinking? What is the matter with you today?
I've been drinking coffee, sir.
Really? Yeah. And what's in that coffee? Yeah,
the little schnapps.
Schnapps. Is it schnapps or schnapps?
It's the morning schnapps.
I had a beer last night, a little bit of a beer. Meredith's trying to liquor me up, I think. I don't know.
Good.
She got this blue label beer.
Blue Moon?
Blue Moon, that's what it is. Yeah.
You know why you would like that? Because it's like girl beer. It tastes like an orange. I can't stand it.
Is that what it is?
I cannot stand it. Oh, my gosh.
We cut up an orange and put it in it.
And it's like all unfiltered. can't stand that beer. Okay, I'd rather have Coors Light any day.
To you. I'll drink
white trash root.
I'll drink to that. 51 after on Good Day.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Now, I guess that's why you're going to be able to hear this unless you're listening on the internet or tune in or whatever it is. It's Tech Talk time now in the Good Day program. Greg Stebbin is here, tech editor for Men's Health Magazine with a focus on smartphones and Samsung. So we'll put those to music, Samsung and smartphones, in just a moment on Good Day.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 4545 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 4545.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen. Make getting noticed happen. Staples. Make more happen. Now at Staples. Get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer relevant in store and online. Staples.com/onbudget and 7/2015. Excludes daily deals, self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
All right. Let's see if there's some good news here in the offing when it comes to technology, Mr. Stebbin. Samsung is working on a patent. Technology researchers say this could double smartphone battery life by adding silicon material over the battery's lithium-ion layer. Jennifer's got her head wrapped around that. I'm not sure I understand all of that stuff. The battery is not expected to be ready until the next new smartphone from Samsung, which is, what, next year? When is Samsung up for a new one?
Well, I mean, in the smartphone world, that technically could be next week because there's new phones coming out all the time. But I would guess it's sometime in 2016.
Really?
Yeah.
Best Buy deepening its relationship with Samsung, announcing plans to add Samsung Open House mini shops, which will be dedicated to the brand's home appliances, going to add it to 200 stores by Christmas time this year. Samsung is becoming more of an important name here, it would appear. They warned yesterday that it would miss Wall Street's expectations for the second quarter, though. So how are these bits and pieces of information fitting together, Greg?
Well, one of the things that's happening is, you know, if we all pulled out our phones, we'd probably realize that we're not upgrading our phones as quickly as we have in the past.
Mm-hmm.
Or even if we are, we're not as enthusiastic about it as we used to be. Why? Because they're not getting that much better at this point.
I mean, How much can you improve these things? Well, what are you going to do?
Yeah, you can make them bigger. You can make them smaller. You can make them different shapes, and you can make them different colors. You can make them a little faster. Mm-hmm. You can make the battery a little better until something dramatic like what you talked about comes along. So this, what you talked about with the battery being able to double its power or its duration or its life is huge, because it probably will motivate a lot of people to upgrade their phones. Whereas today, when new phones come out, iPhones being the exception, but even there, things are not what they were a few years ago. Most people, I think, have reached the state of smartphone fatigue. They're just, I have one, it works, and I don't want to learn how to use a new one.
Yeah.
And that's not good for the smartphone business.
No, but somebody's going to come up with something. So Android versus, would you explain the difference? First of all, let's define Android.
Well, let's start with the iPhone, because it's, you know, so universally known. It's an operating system created by Apple, integrated with all other Apple products like Apple computers and iPads, essentially the same as the iPad operating system. And you can only use the Apple operating system called iOS on an Apple device, and you can only get an Apple device that's been made by Apple.
Got it.
The Android world is much more like the Windows world. Anybody can make an Android phone, just like anybody can make a Windows PC.
Mm-hmm.
And in some ways, that's good. It's a more open platform. You have many, 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 many more people using Android devices than iPhones. But it also means that the ecosystem itself is a disaster and a mess.
Because
if you and I took out our phones, now I believe you have a Samsung phone and I have a Samsung phone,
yep.
And then we got someone else to pod an LG phone or a Motorola phone or an HTC phone, our phones all might work in subtle or dramatically different ways, even though they were built on the same operating system.
Really?
And so that makes it very hard to get everybody on the same new version or the new upgrade. It means that, you know, you ask me for advice and I can't very well give it to you without literally having your phone in your hand. And it just means that there's too many cooks in the kitchen, and so things don't work as smoothly as they do in the Apple world.
Huh. Isn't that interesting? Never thought about it. There are too many different pieces, whereas Apple controls all of it in its own way. That's an interesting way of understanding that reality. Okay, well, as usual, you have wowed us with your schmarts. Thank you. His name is Greg Stebbins.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.